This is Money Talks for January 6th. Stop the presses. Did you know that the ancient Romans used coins in place of newspapers? This is ANA's Money Talks. Since there were no printing presses in ancient Rome, the Roman rulers used coins to tell their citizens about changes in government, military victories, and massive public works. Brutus issued gold and silver coins to tell the world why he helped assassinate Julius Caesar on the Ides of March in 44 BC. These rare coins show Brutus on the front and two daggers, a liberty cap, and the abbreviation Ide Mar, meaning the Ides of March, on the back. The daggers were a public declaration of the deed. The cap symbolized the restoration of freedom that he said would come with the death of Caesar. Ide Mar referred to the famous date. Civil war followed, and Brutus lost. Caesar's adopted son and heir, Augustus, gradually took control of the government. Augustus viewed Caesar differently and issued coins saying Caesar was not only a great man, but a god. His silver coins show Augustus on the front and a comet on the back, with the Latin words for Divine Julius. In the 1st century AD, the Emperor Vespasian used coins to tell his largely illiterate people the troublesome Jewish rebellion had been quelled. These historic bronze and silver coins typically show a Jewish woman weeping beneath a palm tree and the Latin words meaning Judea captured. The Emperor Trajan, who ruled early in the 2nd century AD, used coins to tell the public about his spectacular public works. One large bronze coin shows the Circus Maximus, the site of ancient chariot races, which Trajan restored and enlarged to seat 260,000 racing fans. This has been Money Talks. Today's program was written by Gerald Tevin and underwritten by CoinWorld, the world's most widely read coin collecting magazine. This is a production of the American Numismatic Association, America's Coin Club for over a century. For a free transcript and an informative publication, call 1-800-253-4555. That's 1-800-253-4555. Request program number 68. From the ANA Lamp of Knowledge, I'm Anna, the ANA Genie, with another report on Money Talks.